At 102, Dr. Gladys McGarry stands as a living testament to a life fully embraced. Growing up in the Himalayas with undiagnosed dyslexia, she overcame significant obstacles to become one of the first female physicians of her era and the mother of holistic medicine. Despite facing sexism throughout her career, she helped establish the American Holistic Medical Association in 1978 as its only female founding member. Her revolutionary approach integrates Western medicine with Eastern healing traditions, championing natural processes and recognizing that illnesses offer insights into our soul's growth. What makes her truly remarkable isn't just her longevity, but her continued vitality. She maintains an active 10-year plan and embodies everything she teaches. Through her life's work, she offers not just a path to healing disease, but to healing life itself. Have you ever been so absorbed in an activity that time seems to stop? That's finding your juice, your reason for living. I discovered mine at 8 in the Himalayas when my mother removed a bamboo splinter from an elephant's foot. The grateful elephant took us to play in the Ganges, and I knew I was meant to be a doctor. This juice is life activated by love. Without it, both physical and mental health suffer. That's why I ask patients what they have to live for. Without purpose, I can only temporarily relieve symptoms. Not everyone finds their path early. James discovered his calling in music production through visualization connecting to his dreams. Sometimes finding our juice requires minimal change, like Lillian organizing a charity fundraiser from her hospital bed. Today, we often judge success by external metrics rather than feelings. The happiest people integrate multiple passions instead of choosing between them. For me, motherhood was a source of juice alongside medicine, each supporting the other. To reconnect with desire, close your eyes and allow yourself to want. Research shows purpose-filled lives reduce mortality risk and mitigate disease effects. When we find our juice, we improve both our well-being and the world around us. Have you ever felt frozen, unable to move forward? Whether from trauma, lost passion, or deep unmotivation, feeling stuck is natural. But what can we do when energy stagnates? Consider Teresa, an 80-year-old with severe intestinal obstructions despite reasonable habits. When questioned about emotions, she revealed losing 5 loved ones in the past year, her body visibly tightening as she spoke. To understand how she was digesting food, we needed to examine how she was digesting grief. Life itself is always in movement. Western medicine rarely connects physical issues to emotional states. Yet people often know exactly where they're stuck when properly questioned. I compare our life force to the Arizona desert. Visitors see it as dead, but during monsoon season, brief rains transform everything. Cacti swell, birds call, lizards run about jubilantly. All that life was always there, waiting. Our life force is similar, always present, always moving. Even sitting still, each of us is a universe of motion. Research shows even 10 minutes of daily walking extends life expectancy. Without movement, our lymphatic system cannot function properly. When stuck, look for the trickle going around the dam. When we focus on this natural movement, we begin to relax our shame and release what doesn't serve us. Susan, a young teacher, survived a terrible car accident that broke her back in several places. Immobilized in a full-body cast when I visited her, she had been told by her brother, an orthopedic surgeon, that she would never walk again. Fear naturally follows bad news, but remaining fearful blocks potential help. Our collective purpose includes moving past fear into love. Medicine often underestimates love's transformative power. Love changes everything it touches, turning labor from drudgery to bliss and laughter from cruelty to joy. When fear enters, love exits, and vice versa. Like humming underwater prevents inhaling water, practicing love counters our fear habit. This relationship mirrors light and darkness. In the Carlsbad Caverns, a single match illuminated an entire cave. light overcomes darkness just as love overcomes fear. Throughout life, we choose between directing our attention toward love or fear. Choice is crucial in holistic medicine. There's always something we can do, even facing our greatest challenges. When diagnosed with breast cancer in my 90s, I partnered with medical professionals while visualizing and loving myself into health, focusing on love rather than fear. Though we often forget it, we're fundamentally connected beings. As social creatures, we depend on each other within our families, cultures, and species. While existing as individuals, we form one community with a collective life force requiring care. This truth struck me powerfully in 1969 at an Israeli kibbutz, where everyone contributed to collective well-being. This inspired my baby buggy program in the 1970s-80s, supporting home births where women could be attended by loved ones. True community has become rare. Even pre-pandemic, loneliness plagued people across demographics. This disconnection harms health significantly. Feeling lonely impacts longevity like smoking 15 cigarettes daily, while poor social connections increase heart disease risk by 29% and stroke by 32%. Modern conveniences have eliminated interdependence. With economic comfort, we've arranged lives requiring no requests for help. Apps replace neighbors for rides, food arrives with a click, and we hire strangers for tasks neighbors once performed. These small interactions once ensured we knew our neighbors. Choosing community means accepting less control. When Bill and I moved to our Arizona adobe house in 1958, it became a gathering place where we regularly hosted dinner guests and created space for neighborhood children. Setting boundaries begins with self-knowledge, understanding what energizes versus drains us. Today's boundaries aren't fortress walls, but internal guidelines for allocating our attention. When negativity captures your attention, you can retreat or remain. If you stay, find and nurture the positive. Focus on what truly matters rather than fighting life with negativity. Barry, in his 70s, came to me with chronic fatigue syndrome. While his wife tended their garden and social life, he watched news from his recliner daily. Through our work, he rediscovered joy, writing stories, creating adventures, taking solo trips, and cycling again. His energy returned with these pursuits. My divorce was perhaps my hardest challenge. Though I'd forgiven Bill's decision, my energy still flowed negatively toward him. A dream on my 79th birthday revealed this negativity, not our connection, was draining me. I began sending love to the Bill who married me while refusing energy to the Bill who left. Healing follows its own timeline. What if we embraced aging as becoming better rather than chasing youth? At 93, a dream encouraged me to trust my voice after decades as a doctor, mother, and grandmother. I still wake thinking, what will we learn today? I encourage making 10-year plans. Mine involves creating a village for living medicine where people practice wellness together.